We are on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Teisves Velechzi Zuzi Miman Nokat. The Teisves Perish Rashi. Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. Nishal Lameicha. Let us ask the Meicha. Who gave the money? ואף על גב די נמריך נמר שאין מקחי ביודו כדאיסו בעשור יוחסים. That what it says in the Baraisa, ונמן המריך לא אמר לזה מוכר, לזה לא אמוכר, הנימילי בדנוקת מתרוויו. So Rashi says that is דווקא if he took from both, so he will not remember clearly who gave me daite. אבל מדוקת בנדנוקת מיחד נמם אפילו אין מקחי ביודי. ברשי שיטיז, and we had mentioned that the נחלס דובד לנש פשט in Rashi, that it's at הקונס חכמים, that they gave the מויחר הנמונס when he can remember what occurred, and if one gave money, he'll remember. Begarsinen bosa hochi, veloi yadinan. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about the nokat zuzi mitavayu. So memele, so when he takes money from both, so we don't know, that means he can't remember clearly. He can't remember clearly who gave him the money. So memele that so below yadino, ubechinam dochak leforishkei. So the whole pshat of Rashi is adoichik. That means Taisvis in Kedushin learns pshat that Nemon bal hamekach loyma lozem ocharti. By medvam amurim shemekchay biyodoi, so Taisus learns the Baal HaMekach is nemon al samigo. That means not, there's no takonos chachomim, this Taisus Bachal doesn't learn such a pshat. If the Baal HaMekach is holding the Mekach biyodoi, so he's holding the Mekach, so he says he sold it to Reuven. This person has amigo, he could say I never sold it. He has the Mekach. He can say, I never sold it, or I purchased it back. The Mekach biyodai. So then the Baal HaMekach is Neman b'teiras migu, a namonis of a migu. But ain Mekach biyodai, there's no namonis whatsoever. So memele, we cannot at all compare our Gemara to the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin is aloche. If the Meicher has the Chayfetz Biyodai and he says he sold it to this one, and he has Amigo, he's holding it, he could have said he never sold it or he purchased it back. Then he has an Amonis. Our Sugi is speaking about Shnai Meichzim Betalis, so forget about the Gemara and Kedushin. There's no Shaykhis at all with the Gemara and Kedushin. Yeah. Begarsinon. The Gemara means to ask a different shaila. The Gemara means to ask that the Meicher should have a din of an Eid Echot. V'amai shneyem nishboim, Oisoi shamoicher mesayoi yifter mishvua, veidoch yeshova shvua deirais. Now, let us just say for 1 minute the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. The Shita Sarabeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. Let us understand the problem that Rabbeinu Tam had. The Moris Takasha, the next day, Zuzi, Velechzi, Zuzi, Miman, Nokat, and Rabbi Tam also understood, let's ask the Meicher, who gave the money? Who gave the money? So, the Shaila is, Rabbi Tam had a dilemma over here, that the Meicher is not Nema. The Gemara in Kedushin that says, Nema, Bala, Mekach, is Davke, Mekre, Biyode. He was speaking about a Mekre, Biyode. So what, let's ask the Moicha. The Moicha doesn't have an Amonis. So the Rabbi Natam learned Pshat, the Moicha is an Eidechot. Good, he's an Eidechot. He's not Shnei Eidim, but he's an Eidechot. So now the Moicha says that I got the money from Reuven. So Memela, I sold it to Reuven. Fine, I sold it to Reuven. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is a double kasha. Number one, the Rabbi Tam was machadish, a merdikish diktaira, which the Rishonim speak about it here, Variches Godel, that an eid ha-messiah can pata from a shvua. That means just like we see min ha-teira, that an eid could be mechayev a shvua. If an eid says keneged anitva, an eid will say that Reuven borrowed $100, Reuven is mechuyev to swear. So the Rabbi Natam says, if let's say Reuven will be a moide b'miktzis, and an aid will say that he's potter to pay, so the aid will patter him from a shvur. There's such a concept, an aid a messiah can patter from a shvur the rabbonon about the gibbis. So now the Gemara asks the Kashe, in our Mishnah it says, Shnaim Oichsen Betalis, Zohim Kula Shali, so Reuven says, I bought it, Shimon says, I bought it, and both of them swear. Frag the Gemara, why should both swear? Let's ask the Moicha who he sold it to. So who's the Moicha? So nine times the Moicha is an Eidechot. Look, he's not Nemon, but he's an Eidechot. So if he'll say he got the money from Reuven, so Reuven doesn't have to swear. Reuven, the Shvua that the Rabbonin were matel and Shnayim Moichzim, this Shvua can be Nifta from an Eid Messiah. That's kasha number one. It says, Shneim Nishboim. Kasha number two is that the other one should swear a shvua deraisa. L'chayre, the shvua of the Mishnah is a shvua derabono. So the Gemara says, no, it shouldn't say this. If since we have a moicha who is aware what happened, we're not groping in the dark, we have a moicha. Let us ask the Moichel what happened, and then the din will be as follows. The din will be the one who the Moichel is Messiah to will be put to swear, and the one that the Moichel says that he did not give the money will have to swear Shvua Deraisa. This is what it says in the Mishnah, both of them swear Shvua Derabonon is wrong. It should be one is put to swear, one is Mechuyev to swear a Shvua Deraisa. Fine, that was the kasha. What is the teretz of the kasha? Bahash the gos gora shaper v'lo yoda. So now the girs is not v'lo yodino. According to Rashi, it says that Hitaki says he got money from both, and he says this one gave him the money midaite, and he doesn't remember well, so even though he says we don't know, we can rely on him. Taisvis is geiris v'hashta gore shaper v'lo yoda. It's a good kasha. If we ask the moicha who gave him the money midaitoi, and he remembered, the din would taka be like that. He would taka, this one would be potter to swear, and this one would swear shmur derais. The yoda have a nemon keidechot. If he would have known, he taka, he would have a din of a neidechot. But the mom makes an akimta. You're right. If he would have known, the din would be different. We're speaking about that he didn't know. He didn't remember. So it's very modern. It's not the teretz is a halachit. That means according to Rashi, we're saying halachit. He doesn't have an amonis. It's speaking about the nakedz v'zimitavai. He can't remember. Below yadina. This is a halachit. According to Taisus, this is an akimta. We're speaking about he doesn't remember. This is an akimta. So Taisus says, "Umi yav emotzi lishnuy delesek amon de nishayla." If he's saying akimta lach, he can say nothing. He's not around. I mean, Taisus are making an akimta. He doesn't remember, so he says he's not around. Enochanami. I'd like to mention, for a few minutes, אמר לי כהאור from the Ktais HaChoshen. The Ktais HaChoshen is Ma'ira, that means according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if the Ma'ira would remember what had happened, Afilu both gave money, one gave Midaite, one gave Balkoche, so the din will be as follows. The din will be, let's say, Reuben says, I gave me daite. Shimon says, I gave me daite. And the Moicha says, no, Reuben gave me daite. Reuben gave me daite. So the din would be that Reuben does not have to swear, because Reuben is an Eidah Messiah. And Shimon, who wants to take the talus, who wants to take half the talus, Shimon has to swear a shvua d'iraisa. Shimon has to swear a shvua d'iraisa. You want, an eid echot says that you gave the money shaloi midaite. That's what the eid echot is saying. So mamela Shimon would have to swear a shvua d'iraisa. Rektik tzais ha-choshin amoyredik alam de shekashe. Rektik tzais ha-choshin. Let's talk about Shimon. Shimon says, the talus is mine. Shimon says, the talus is mine. I gave it midaite. The Moicha says, no, the talus is not yours, the talus is his. What is yours? The money is yours. That means both of them gave money. So let's say, for practical purposes, we have a talus that was sold for $100. And now the Shaila is, and the Moicha has $200 in front of him. So the Shaila, so Shimon says, I get the talus. You were asking to sell it to me. I get the talus. And the Moicha says, no, you don't get the talus. You get $100. The $100 is yours. The talus is not yours. And if you want to get the talus, you have to swear a shvua d'iraisa. That's what Taisva says. Fraktik Tais, Lachayrev, the whole Shakla Vitaya here is not a Shakla Vitaya in Dine Mominis. That means less man the Polik that Shimon either gets the talus or $100. The talus is also worth $100. So is there a Shaila in Dine Mominis? Is Shimon demanding something, or does Shimon want to take something, Mumin, away from Reuven? Let's say Reuven says the talus is mine. And Shimon says, no, the talus is mine. Is Shimon taking away anything from Reuven? Lemaise, it's either the talus or the $100. But there's no Dine Mumin is the Kishayla over here. That means the talus is worth $100, it's $100. So he says, we see a meiridik echidish from Taisvis, that if there's a din teire on a chayfetz, the whole din teire is not negay, that means either is the chayfetz mine, or is the $100 mine, I can force you to swear. That means Shimon is tiny to Reuven, listen, the $100 is yours, the chayfetz is mine. So is Shimon taking any mominess away from Reuven? No, he's saying the $100 is yours. You gave the money, Bal Kochay. The $100 is yours. The Chavitz is mine. And Taisva says that Shimon is to swear a Shvua Deraisa. So he says, we only find a Shvua Deraisa when Reuven is a Tviya, Shimon and Dini Mominis. Shimon has no Dini Mominis to Kishayla between him and Reuven. Shimon is timing, the $100 is yours. The chayvitz is mine, which is also worth $100. So why is Shimon mechuyev to swear a shvua d'raisa? This is the Tzoyis's kasha, and he says we see a meira d'kechidish from Tzoyis, that if there's a din teira on a chayvitz, even though there's no nafkemine in dine mominis, that means the sichsach between Shimon and Reuven is, Shimon Tain is, the talus is mine, and the money is yours, and Reuven Tain is, no, the talus is mine, and there's an eid echot like Reuven, Shimon is mechuyev to swear shvur deraisa, even though lechayre Shimon is not holding back any mominis from Reuven. He's saying the $100 is yours. So there's no sichsuch in dini mominus, only in a chayfetz. Va'av al pikein there's a din shvua di yaraisa. So the k'tzai says, we see amayu, the kechidish from the stoisvist, that's what the k'tzai says. The nefesh chaya wants to ding sich with the k'tzai, he says, anshuldik, that is not the story over here. The story is not that Shimon tells Reuven that, listen, the chayfetz is mine, I'll give you the $100. If in such a case, if the shayla is, let's say there be such a case, Reuven says, you sold it, Reuven comes to Shimon, you sold it to me. And Shimon says, no, I didn't sell it to you, so here's back your $100. He says, in such a case, could be, and there's neidechot keneged Shimon, could be Shimon doesn't have to swear, because there's no dine mominus over here, because it's only a shayla over a chayf, it's not over dine mominus. Now, over here, it's a different case in Ganson. The case is that Reuven will not get the money from Shimon. Reuven doesn't get the money from the Moicha. That's the story over here. So it comes out like this. Shimon Tain is, the Chayfetz is mine. The Chayfetz is mine. The money? I have nothing to do with money. You never gave me money. You gave the Moicha money. Go to the Moicha, you'll get the money. The Moicha will lose the money. And Judik, I mean, I have nothing. That's your headache, not mine headache. So Shimon is tiny to Reuven, the Chayvitz is mine, and I don't owe you anything. So if Reuven has an Eidecha that the Chayvitz is Reuven's, there's Taka Adin Torah and Din Imamnes of a Chayvitz that's worth $100. Either is a Moicha that Reuven can man from the Moicha $100, that's another parsha. But the din teire that Reuven has with Shimon is a din teire of a value of $100, not only over a chayfet. Because Shimon is not obligating himself to pay it all back to Reuven, the $100. You didn't give me the $100, you gave the Meicha, go to the Meicha, ask him for the $100. So the din teire between Shimon and Reuven is a din teire in a chayfet that's worth $100, and according to Reuven, Shimon is holding my $100. Finished. I want back my chayvitz that's worth $100. He's not giving me $100 in return. That's how the Nefesh Chaya wants to ding sich with the k'tzais. Al kaponim, this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach. The Ri Meforish, now the Ri has a third Mahalach, and again, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam had tremendous problems. What is pshat? You ask the Moicha. The Moicha is not Neman. We have a Gemara, Neman Bala, the Gemara that Rashi had in Kedushin, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam held is not applicable by us. Neman Bal Mekach Loima Lezem Achati Ba'amed V'amamungsha Mekchei B'yodai. Here it's not Mekchei B'yodai. The Ri Meforish, the Nisha Lehem Mimi Kibel HaMoicha HaMois. The Ri says that the Gemara's kasha is, let's ask them who gave the money. Let's ask them. Shein anu chayish den oysan l'shake b'zeh loyma nasati v'hu loy nosa. That means the zikha no shash that between them who gave the money. That means in giving the money, everyone agrees who gave the money. The Shilas, he says, like, you gave the money, but he sold it to me. I made a Maisa Kinyan on it. Gam einam chalukim el alamin israt samoichel, avanasina samois einam chalukim. So the Gemara says, so let's just ask them who gave the money, and if we'll know who gave the money, so then we'll be able to figure out who it was Nisratza. We'll assume the Mestama, the one who gave the money to that one, he was Nisratza. And the Gemara answers, it's speaking about the Noket Zuzi Metavayu, and there is a Machlekes between them, who gave the money Midaita. They have no way to be Mavara this. So Mamel, that's why there's a din of Chelkim Bishwur. That is this sugya. Now let us go a little further. We had in our Mishnah, Ahalochev, Shnaim Oichsim Betalas, Nichman Tainis Kule Shaloi. So it's Chilkin Bishvue. So the Gemara, Lema Masnisen Deloike Benanis. L'chayra, our Mishnah is not like Benanis. D'i Benanis, Now let us see, Rashi, what the case of bananas is. Masnisen, Zekrashi, the Mishba Litavayu, both of them swear, V'chat Mishtabe L'shikre, one Zikre swearing false, this one says half is mine, this one says half is mine, and one Zikre swearing false. The loike bananas, the mesecha shvuis, gabi chenveni al pinkosai. There was a chenveni that wrote in his ledger, and we'll see what the case was. Eilav eilavoyim lebezen al minas leshova, echad mehem leshov. So they both come to bezen, and one of them will zikha swear a shvuis shov. Now Rashi brings out what the case is. Oma abalabayis lechenveni. Abalabos went over to a storekeeper, and he said, Ten levni chitim bedinim. He made the storekeeper a shliach for him, he should give his son chitim. Bedinim, va'olai l'shalm, I'll pay you. Lay out the chitim, I'm going to pay you. Oy lepoilim b'sela moy shani chai b'shom, or another case, he told the chenveni he owes a sela to his poyalim. I owe them money. All I litain sela, and I'll give you. So give them schoire that's worth a sela, and I'll pay you the sela. So memele, let's talk about the case of the poyalim and the chenveni to make it more understandable. The balabos went over to the chenveni and told the chenveni, I'm making you a shliach, you should lay out money for me and give it to the poyalim. When the chenveni lays out the money, the balabos owes him, he laid out money bishlichusai. Did the chenveni lay out the money? Well, he says he did lay out the money, and the balabos doesn't know. And there's a shach that says there's a bori v'shema and chazak eshliach ha'isa shlichusai. So mestame, the chenveni has proof that he's a bori v'shema. The balabos doesn't know if he didn't lay out the money, and then he says I laid out the money, and the chazak eshliach ha'isa shlichusai. So the chenveni comes to the balabos with a tine that you owe me the money. Okay? I laid it out, you owe me the money. The poyalim come and say, we never got the money. So now the poyalim are coming to the balabos, we worked for you, did you pay us back? Balabos doesn't know if they got paid back. The chenveni says he paid them back, that's what the chenveni says, but they said we never got anything from the chenveni. Legabi, the poyalim and the balabos, it's any day in praticha. He owed them money. He doesn't know if they got paid out. So the emerson, the balabos, is in a pickle. That means, mi'ikar adin, he owes the chenveni money. It's a bori b'shema. Chazok shlich ha'isha shlich usay. He owes the poyalim money. Fine. So the chachamim said, both mon the balabais, and halachically, both will get the money from the balabais. The balabais is going to lose, for sure. And both mon money from the balabais. So, the chachamim hold, shneim nishboim v'noitlimi balabais. So, the chachamim hold, al kaponim, let each one swear. That means you're moaning, the chenveni is moaning from the balabos, the poilim are moaning from the... Swear, you didn't get paid. Al kaponim azayfil kemen mahanazayim the balabos. There's one liar over here for sure. So al kaponim, the balabos is going to pay double. First you swear that it's like that. That's what the chachamim hold. Benane, oma benanes, keitzet eilu veilu boim lidei shvuishov. How can Besen give a psak that both of them should swear, and Beis Din knows one is going to swear false. That means whenever we have it in Torah, we don't know. I mean, he's saying the truth. He's not saying the truth. Here we're going to say that both should swear, and both are going to get the money. Ketzad, Eilu Beilu Boin Ledei Shavua Shav, Elishneyem Neitlem Beloi Shavua. So he says, listen, we can't be flum over here and make birurim of shvur, because through that will come out that eilav eilav boim de shvur shav, both swear, so the zikha be a shvur shav that will be sworn. So Benana says, so they take without a shvur finish. We can't make such a psak that both should swear knowing that one is going to swear false. So our Mishnah is also the same thing. He says kulishly, he says kulishly, he swears. So l'chayre, our Mishnah is not like bananas. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kash. Okay, the Lema masnisin the loike bananas. The bananas are omar ketzad eilub eilub boinu de shvuishav. So my answer is afilotema bananas. The Mishnah can go like bananas also. Hosam vadai ike shvuishav. Over there, if both of them swear, the Chemveni and the Pelim both swear that the Chemveni swears he paid, and the Pelim swear that they didn't get paid, there is a vadai shvuishav. So there, Benana said, we cannot permit that both of them should swear when there'll be a vadai shvuishav. So we say fakel, so let them get paid without a shvuah. Here it could be there's no shvuishav. Ema tavayu badi adodi agvu. Could be both picked it up together. So when each one swears that half is mine, it could very well be that that's the truth. So memele, if there's not a vada shvuishav, hoche ikele meima deleke could be there's not a shvuishav. If there's not a shvuishav, then you can swear. Zakrashi. Ema bahadi adodi agvuhu, lemetzia, maybe both picked up the metzia together. Bechol echot vechot sova anihig batiyo tchile. Each one thinks he picked it up first. Bekula shalim. Fine, that could be. That's the, bechi mishtabe al chetzia, but when he's swearing that half belongs to him, kushta mishtabe. So he's swearing the truth. It's not a vadai shvuishav. It can very well be that it belongs to both of them. Maybe the moicha was nischatza to both of them. The moicha says he was nischatza to one, but he can't remember well. So, whatever he said is lo yediach. Means it could very well be he was nischatza to both of them. So memele. So here it's not a vadai shvuishav. That's the Gemara. It's not a vadai shvuishav. Bananas is made. Now let us see Taisvis. First we'll see over the words of Taisvis, and then we'll go back to what Taisvis says. Leima masnisin deloike bananas. So when you learn the Gemara, the Gemara da Havamina held that it is also a vadai shvuishav. Each one is swearing that half is his. It's either Reuven's or Shimon's. And the Gemara says, no, there is a vadai shvuishav. But over here, aval hochi ikalameima, could be there's no shvuishav. How could that be? Eimet tatavai abadi adodi yagvu. So the Gemara in the Teretz was machadish. It's not a vadei shvuishav, and the Gemara explains how this could be, because it could be both picked it up together. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. Now, Motzinu lemeim, let us see Toisvis, the yode shapir de masnisen, efshir de tavai vadei adodi agvu. The Gemakshin also knew this, that it could be that both picked it up together. Umikol mokim, Porich sheyachloiku, but afal pike the Gemara, the Gemara knew this, and the Machshon also knew this. It could be both picked it up together, and it could be it belongs to both. The Gemara knew this. But the Gemara, but it could be, there is a Shvuisha. That means the Gemara knew, Zichid is not a Badai Shvuisha, that I know, but it could be there'll be a Shvuisha. Mishane, Osam Badai Ike Shvuisha. When there's a Badai Shvuisha, then there's a sheet of bananas. As long as it's not a vadai shvuisha, you have nothing but to worry about. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate on what this Tosfos is saying. Why did Tosfos have to say this? Tosfos is saying a pesahu that the bone in the beginning. Also, it could be that they both picked it up together. And that's what the Gemara had a kasha. Why did Tosfos to say this? Look, the Nachlas David, Tosfos had tremendous problems over here. Tosfos had tremendous problems, and let's share what Tosfos' problems were. We learned yesterday the Gemara made a tzriches. The Gemara made a tzriches. Why does it say mekach and memkach and metzia? So the Gemara said like this: if it would say metzia, I would think other places. I would think metzia is my reheter. It's my reheter. He thinks that it should be gavlet. And if I tell him to swear, what's going to be? Oh, what? He won't swear. He's not a shady. He's made a heter to chap away. He tells us where he won't swear. But by mekech and memkech, he's not made a heter. So if he says kula shali, Sakoch Ritake thinks that it's Taka his. And it's Taisa says, Kostoka Zuzim Mitzabai. So Memela, so the Gemara says, so over there, I say, so why do you have to swear? He's gonna swear. He's gonna tell him to swear. He's gonna swear. What is the shvua accomplished? The Gemara understood, we had a Gemara before. The Gemara understood like this. When is Moira Heta? So you accomplish something with the Shvua. A Moira Heta means a person who knows he's not doing, it's not 100% right, but he thinks it's not 100% wrong either. It's Nishkefeller. So you'll tell him to swear. You solve the case is ended already. He won't swear. And the Baruch Hashem, that's a gewaldike eitzah to do, tell them to swear. You finish the dentaire, Yizicha won't swear. So Mameu, so that there's a very good eitzah that you swear. But by Mekech and Memke, there is not Meireheta. So Mameu, so I'm not talking about a Sheigetz. So Mistamir Hitainis Kulashali, because Hitaka thinks. So why does he have to swear? I mean, he told us well, swear. Why do you need the shvur? Not accomplishing anything with the shvur. That was the tzriches of the Gemara. What is the teretz? Let's go a step further. What is the teretz, Taka? Yeah, there could be a person, he's Taka 95% that sure he Taka, he's not my heter. He Taka thinks he Taka picked it up first or picks it up together, itake, things like that. But if you'll tell them to swear, it'll be a little fool. Maybe I'm fault making a mistake. He won't swear. So we're doing mesakin a shvue for a person who, that means like this, if he's poshet, he'll swear. He didn't accomplish anything. Maybe there'll be a person who'll do some soul searching and they'll think, maybe Taki, it's not the way I really think it was. Maybe it's Taki, maybe he Taki picked it up first. So he won't swear. So that's the accomplishment of a shvur. So now, where do we have a tzir similar to bananas? Bananas is talking about two people. One is a shegetz, I mean, one is a shegit over there. The Chevani says, I gave the poilim says, I never got anything. So Benanis is speaking of a case that there's really one shegit over there, and he's tining mamish, he's lying between his teeth, and he will tell both of them to swear. So Benanis said, we can't permit such a thing. That shneim boim lidei shvua shov. That was the taina of Benanis. Over here, in our case, where is the comparison to Benanis? In the case where he's Moira had Sofakert, we said, let them swear, so he won't swear. Finished. We did a Moira de Kazah. We said swear, and a person who's Moira had to won't swear, we finished it in Torah. So there's no Shaykhis at all with Benanis. There's a person, so the whole case is that he thinks that he picked it up first, and so then the kasha was, so swear, so what are you accomplishing? He's right to go to swear. Maybe he won't swear. It's also an accomplishment. Maybe he won't swear. But if he swears, why does he swear? Because he thinks they picked it up together, and he thinks he picked it up first. But that's the only case where this atzeirich shvua, and they might swear, the only case could be that they picked it up together, and he thinks he picked it up first, and he'll swear, and really the other one picked it up first. That's the whole shvua. So they said, am I the problem? So what's the tzushtel to Benanis? The whole Gemara knew that that's the whole tzriches before, that they're not Moira Heter. He thinks they picked it up together. He thinks, and since they picked it up together, he thinks they picked it up first. So, in that Gemara held there's no legitimate reason to be Mesakin or Shvur. Because the Zichah swears, so what are you accomplishing with the Shvur? Well, says you might accomplish something. But Al Koponim, the Gemara Zichah knew this, that could be both picked it up together. That was no Zichah before. So that's why when Taisvis came to our Gemara, Taisvis had to start clearing his throat. Taisvis said, since both of them picked it up together, so memele the gemara held, so there's no reason to be misaknash word. I mean, the zikha won't be perfect, no zikha swear. But so the gemara knew this all along. That was Taisvis' problem. That's why Taisvis cannot learn the gemara kipshutai. So according to Taisvis, so what's the difference between the Makshin and the Tarzan? That the Makshin held, but since there's a possibility that there might be a Shvuah Shov, we also cannot let them swear. And the Tarzan told them, Davke Bayavadai Shvuah Shov Einish Boin. So Lecheireps, the Loshna Gemara is very schwer. So then the whole Gemara. So, what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara should have said of this, Hosam vadai ike shvua shov. That's the Teretz. What the Gemara says later, Hoche ike lameme deleke shvua shov, eime tavai badai adodi yagvu. This the Gemara knew all along, Taisvah says. So, according to Taisvah, dachme deloshna Gemara is very difficult to understand. If Taisvah tells us that the Gemara knew, or the Makshin also knew this, so the Teretz's Benanis was only Machmer by Avadai Shvuah Shov. So that's what the Gemara should have answered. Vilateime Benanis Osam Vadeike Shvuah Shov. The whole Arichis HaGemara Moch Ikelavim Deleke Shvuah Shov. And the Gemara, in the way it's explained, the Emet Tamai Vadei Adodi Agu, that the Gemara knew all along according to Taisvah. Zakt the Gemara weiter, Leima Mas Nisan Deloitte Simchis. Die Kesumches ha'oma momen ha'mutl besofik chilkim b'loi shvua. Now, again, the whole, the while we're going on, we have a Mishnah of chalukim b'shvua. So the Gemara says, so our Mishnah is not like Sumches. Sumches holds momen ha'mutl besofik chilkim b'loi shvua. Let us see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi, Kisumches bababakama gabishir shenogach hasapore, v'nimtza ubro betzido. There's a machloikis like this. He had a shir shenogach hasapore. A shir was gored apore. We find a dead ubro. Now, we do not know, and how did this ubro die? Because the pore was mapple the ubro. I don't know, did the hapola occur because of the negiche? Because of the negicha of the shoyer, the porah was mappled over. Or could be that because when the porah saw that the shoyer is coming to be negicha, the fear of the negicha, she was mappled already. Lamayin afkamine. If the porah was mappled because of the fear of the shoyer, so the baal shoyer is potter to pay. That's a grum. He's not chayv to pay for. That means that's not ma'ase shoyer. It's only a grum of the shoyer. He's not chayv to pay. That what his shoyer was goyim, the porah was mapul. If the hapola came about through the negicha, so that's the hezek of that his shoyer made. His shoyer was negech the porah, and the shoyer killed the uber. So mamele, we come. We see the shoyer chasing the porah. We hear a crash. We come to the scene. We see a dead uber, a dead porah, and we haven't the faintest idea what happened. Did the uber, was the porah mappled the uber before the negicha and the baal asher is potter, or was the porah mappled the uber because of the negicha and the baal asher is chayv? This is a machloikis sumchis and the rabbonim. So let's just say first the machloikis. The rabbonim say, amoytze mechaber olavarai. You want the baal asher to pay. You know that, you don't know what happened. You don't know. It could be like this. The baal asher is a muzik. You want him to pay for the uber. You have to bring a raya. You don't bring a raya. It's finished. It's a spot to pay. That's the chacham. Sumche says, Tasafik, Boman Amutl Basafik, Chelkim, Tasafik, it's a legitimate Tasafik, and the Zichet Tutstodim, two possibilities. We have to, do the best in our capabilities to satisfy Al Kaponim, the both Tasodim, no one should lose in Gansen. We make Chalukya. We make chalukah. I mean, there's a tzad azay, there's a tzad azay. We'll make chalukah. So what did we accomplish with the chalukah? Al kaponim, no one had a complete loss. Either the baal hapora didn't have a complete loss, or the baal asher. Al kaponim, so that's the best thing to do. So we make chalukah. Now, over there, we don't know exactly what happened, and we make chalukah. No one swears. Let's make a chalukah and finish. Here we make chalukah with a shvua. So the Gemara has a problem. Does our Mishnah stim with Sumchis? Sumchis said you make a chalukah without a shvua. You make one. This tutsodim, so you make chalukah without a shvua. And here in our Mishnah says you make a chalukah only with a shvua. That's the Gemara's kash. Leima masnisen doloi kesumches. The kesumches ha'oma sumches holds momen amutl besofa krelkin beloi shvua. So the Gemara says, ve'ela mai, fine. It's not going like sumches. Sumches says, make a chalukah without a shvua. Atadna says, you make a chalukah with a shvua. Ve'ela mai rabona. Fine. It doesn't go like sumches. You're right. It goes according to the chachamim. So how does our Mishnah stim according to the Rabbonim? So we'll see in Rashi, according to Rashi, Rashi says, Shuldik, according to Rabbonim, Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, so Fakert, each one is a Murzik, Reuven is holding the whole Talis, Shimon is holding the whole Talis. You can't give it to Reuven because Shimon is holding. He can't give it to Shimon because Reuven is holding. So, So the Mishnah that says, when you say Chalkim, you're taking away from Reuven as a Muzik, you're taking away from Shimon as a Muzik. Both of them are holding the whole palace. You're telling me it doesn't go according to Sumchus, eh? Because Sumchus says, make Chalukah without a Shua, he make a, fine. But so it goes according to the Chachamim, the Mishnah doesn't go according to the Chachamim also. According to the Chachamim, the old Amitz Mechaber, all of Arai, here both of them are Murzokim in the whole Talus, so you shouldn't say Chaluk either. You can't give anything to Reuven because Shimon is holding the whole Talus. You can't give anything to Shimon because Reuven is holding the whole Talus. And the Mishnah says Chalukim. So who is the Mishnah going according to? It's not going according to Sumchis, but it's not going according to the Chachamim either. So that's the Gemara's Kash. So the Mavela my Rabbon, Homer Amitza Mechaber Olav Arai. So the Gemara says, hi my, no. I said it doesn't go according to Sumchis. According to the Rabbon it could go. Hi my, I amrit b'shloime Rabbon, hosam loitofsi tovai. In the case of Osher Shenogach HaSapore, there the Baal Asher is a Murzik, the Baal Asher is a Murzik, Omre Rabbona, Amoitza Mechaber, Olavarai, he's a Murzik in his money, so the Baal Apor wants to take some money away from him, and he's a Shulzik, Amoitza Mechaber, Olavarai, Hochi de Tavayu Tovsi, Palgi Lo Bishvua, Faker, here, you can't say that Reuven is a Murzik in the whole talus, you can't give it to Shimon, because Shimon is also a Murzik in the talus. Faker! That means Reuven is not a complete Murzik, because Shimon is also holding it. Shimon is not a complete Murzik, because Reuven is also holding it. So, be'etzim to say, to take away without a raya, that's what I'm taking away, I'm holding it also. But it's mechusa gevayne. But Reuven is also holding it. Shimon is also. So fakir. So the Rabbanan said. So it's not. I'm not taking away from a complete muzik. But it's mechusa gevayne. So you'll swear and you'll take half. Fakir. So that's very good. According to the Rabbanan, it's very good. Iyam bishloim Rabbanam hosam d'loy tovsi tovayu. Only the Baal Asher is a muzik. Am Rabbanan meitz mechaber olav aray. Hochi de Tavayu Topsi, here, since both are holding it, so it's not considered I'm taking away from a Muzik. I'm also a Tofus in it. It's Palgi Lo Bishvua. Let us see what Rashi says. Olav Araye, Be'edim, according to the Rabbana, you have to bring Edim. Ve'iloi, like Ovi Midi. If there's no Edim, like Ovi Midi. V'hoche Chilkim Bishvua. And here there's a din chalkin, with a shvur, so this doesn't go according to the chachamim also. According to the chachamim, you can't take away from a muzik without eidim. And here it says, you chalkin b'shvur, so it doesn't go according to the chachamim either. Hachi gassin, yamet b'shloim rabbonon, hosam d'lei tovsi tovaya rabbonon, hachi de tovsi tovaya palgi b'shvur, ala yamret sumches, ama hosam d'lei tovsi tovaya, Omri sumchis palgi b'lo yishvu hochid et topsi tabayi leikolshki. So let us see, so now Rashi's going to explain the Gemara. And our Gemara tabayu topsi, both are holding it. Ve'en kan moitzi mechaveire. It's not called a moitzi mechaveire. Shimon is not called a moitzi from Reuven because Shimon is also holding it. Ve'en kan moitzi mechaveire. It's therefore b'shvu palgi lo. Even the mechasa gevayne b'meshech haveirei toifes. That means it's I'm holding it also, but it's mechusa gviye from Reuven because Reuven is also holding it. The high tofes bekulei, the high tofes bekulei. Each one is holding the whole talus. So you can't say that each one is a muzik legamri because the other one's also muzik. Is Sofaket is Lekimlu Larabona Lohitzi Momin Mecheskose Bechdi. That means since it's still Mechusa Gevaine, Reuven has a shtickle tvisa on it, and Shimon has a shtickle tvisa on it, so the Chachamim said, Kedemrinim, Hosom Larabonim, the boy Raya, it's Richem Shvua Faket, according to Rabona Tzmeiridik. Over there, the Baal Asher is a complete muzik, so they said you can't take away a penny from the Baal Asher without Edim. Hamaitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. Here, Reuven is not a complete muzik because Shimon is also holding the whole talis. So Memele, So here, the concept is, it's mechusa gemeine, it's not completely in Shimon's reshus, because Ruben is also holding. So here, the Chachomim said, in order to take away from Ruben, you need a biror of shvuah. So according to the Rabbonon, it's meiridik. According to the Rabbonon, it's meiridik that vaker, here you need a shvuah, there you need edim, because there the Baal HaShoer is a muzik legamri. To take away from a muzik, you need edim. Over here, since both shneiem muzokim, so it's not a muzik legamri, you don't need edim. But since it's mechusa gevainus, you need a biruk tzas. That's why you need a shvuah. So according to the Rabbonon, our Mishnah is beautiful. But according to Ella, let's see, let's go back to the Gemara. Li amrit sumches, but if you will say that our Mishnah is going according to sumches, so hashte uma hosam loy topsi tabayu. Over there, you don't have topsi tabayu. There's only one muzik. The Baal HaShoer is a muzik, and even though he's a muzik, sumches says chilkim beloy shvuah. He's a muzik. And you go over to him and he says, it's chilkim b'lo yishvuah. Is hachid de tavayu tofsilo. Here, both of them are holding it. So memele, the tzad of Shimon is much stronger than the tzad of the Baal HaPorah over there. By the Baal HaPorah, the Baal HaShoer is a complete muzik. From this vegin, Sumcha said you give the Baal HaPorah half without swearing. Here, the Tavayu Tavsula, Shimon is also a Tavis. Like Koshke, that you should give him half without a Shvur. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Afilu Teima Sumchis. Ki Omar Sumchis, Shema V'Shema. Avu Bori U Bori Loi Omar. So the Gemara says, now, L'chayre, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That sumchis that said you don't need a shvuah is by shema v'shema. So that means like this. That means l'chayre in the case sher shenogach esaporet. Nobody knows. You can't swear. So then sumchis held. So what's the din? The din is if you don't know that stodim like this, the stodim like this. You don't know. You have no way to be mevarit. You say chelkim finish. That's the din. The din is mamon amutl b'sofa chelkim, even though one is a muzik, it's irrelevant. Mamon amutl b'sofa chelkim. That's what sumcha holds. But bori you bori, here you have good. Here also I should say chelkim, but here I have people that say they know what they're talking about. Ruben says I picked up the talus. Shimon said I picked up the talus. Here I could be mevara the sofik with a shvuah. That means I can. There, I don't have an eitzah. Shema v'shem, I don't have an eitzah. If you don't have an eitzah, so, you go, mi ikeradin, you say chalukim. But, by bori or bori, I mean, I have nothing to lose with a shvuah and everything to gain with a shvuah. That each one is tiny, that, kulo shali. Fine, swear. But let me have a birur of shvuah. If I can have a birur of shvuah, you should zikha, have the opportunity. That's what the Gemara's Teretz is. The Sumchus only said by Shema Shema. By Shema Shema. I can't be Mavar with a Shvu. So then, Mika didn't you make Chalukah. But if I, by Bori or Bori, I could be Mavar with a Shvu. So other Rabbach, I mean, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Maybe you'll say swear. Maybe one of them will get cold feet. So, a Shvu is a Gevalda Gezach. Have a Bori or Bori Loyama. Let's see what Rashi says. Shema v'shema. Tihosam. Diktoni nimtzu v'rbetzidim. Ein yiduim ad shalai yolda nokha mishi yolda nokha. V'loi ad shalai yolda nokha mishi yolda nokha. V'loi meisa v'lad machmas agichem. Elo mei elo. That elo mei elo. That's ad shalai yolda nokha. Even the kolchat shema toin lekel emirmel aishu. You can't swear. So what do you do? So kochoch you go meikadin meikadin you make chalukim. But bori im bori you can't swear. You can't be mevarah. So let's swear. frag de gemore ul rabbe baravune de oma oma sumches a fille bori e bori mai ikle meima mai ikle meima according to rabbe baravune that says that sumches holds a fille bori e bori you also make a chaluke without swearing mai ikle meima. So the Gemara says, "Afilu teime sumches, kiyama sumches eicha deike drore de mamayne, avol heicha deleke drore de mamayne loy." Now, I just would like to, there's a very shvera Rashi here, we will not have time to learn Rashi, so I just like to say, Taisvis pshat, one Taisvis to learn, and we'll stop with this Taisvis. Heiche de ike drore de mamayne, perish, shebeloita nisayim, yesh sofik lebezn, di yesh leechot tviya al chaveroi beloita nisam, kagoin beshoir, shanoga chesapore, umachlev pore bachamoyer, ache shea sofik neilad maatsmoi, dinu sheyachloiku afilu beloishvua. And I'd like to just explain Shitas HaTosfos. Tosfos is saying as follows. That means if something occurred, Sher Shenogach Esapore, the Etzem Maise that Bezdin is aware of, there was a Negiche, we don't know what happened. The Tutz Dodim, what could have happened, we don't need the good, the Baal HaShir says, I know that it was Mapple before the Negiche. And the Baal HaPorah says, I know it was Mapple after the Negiche. Without their tainus. These two Tzodim, I know without it. He says, I know, fine. But the Sofik to Bezdin, the two Tzodim to Bezdin, Bezdin hears the two Tzodim by being aware of what occurred, that there was a shirt chasing Apollo, and we see Apollo, the two Tzodim, their tainus to Bezdin is Lamal Lemoyed. Bezdin hears two Tzodim. So Memele, so I don't have to tell them to swear. I hear two Tzodim, so Memele, I'll make Chalukah. If I hear two Tzodim, I make Chalukah. He says he knows, that's irrelevant. By Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, the whole reason why I think that it's Reuven's, because Reuven says I found it, it's Shimon says I found it, that's the whole reason I think it's theirs. That means they're the ones that are making me think. Reuven is making me think that it's Reuven's, not the mice is making me think that it's Reuven's. Reuven Stein is making me think that it's Reuven's. Reuven says I picked it up and he grabbed it from me, Shimon says fuck out. But, so their tainus make me think, maybe it's Reuven's, maybe, if it's your tainus that is trying to convince Bezdin that it's yours, swear that you're telling the truth. That's how Tosfos says pshat. That means, if there's a drore de mamayne, drore de mamayne means this tzodim of mamayne without their tainus, beli tainus saying your sofik lebezdin. So Bezdin hears a sofik, Bezdin hears two tzodim without whatever they're saying. Bezdin, if Bezdin hears a sofik, Bezdin feels obligated to be boicha harabe meyutei, let's make chalukas al kaponim, the loss will only be a loss and a half. So why do you have to swear? The two tzodim I have without their tainus. Masha ain't came. By Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, the only reason I think it's Reuven, because Reuven tells me it's his, Shimon tells me it's his. So Memele, so you want to convince me I should give you a chelik because you're saying so. Prove to me that you're telling me the truth. So swear. That's the chelik between the case of Simchis and our Mishnah.